Luke Mulholland joins us on the IM Flash Hotline, as I mentioned. Luke, what's going on, man?
Not much. What's going on with you guys?
Well, not as much as what's going on with RSL right now. We'll start with the big Manchester United announcement. July 17th, you and your squad are going to be taking on Man U, and according to the contract, they're bringing the big guns. How excited are you about this announcement?
Yeah, very excited. Really excited for the
Luke Mulholland is back on the IM Flash Hotline. Luke, sorry about that. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
All right. So we were just having a debate. Is Man U the biggest football brand, the biggest soccer brand on the planet?
No.
Who is?
No. Liverpool. Liverpool.
From a Liverpool supporter. How big of a deal is that, that a guy who maybe grew up not loving Manchester United now gets to play against them?
Yeah, that's what I said earlier in the interview, that growing up as a Liverpool fan, would have loved to have Liverpool here. Second place isn't too bad, going against the Liverpool rivals, Manchester United, the most decorated team England has to offer. So really, really excited to play against my arch rivals.
Luke, after the press conference that you are currently at, still we had Deloy on. He did mention that they were in talks with Liverpool, so you might need to speak to the ownership down there, the boss man himself, and see if you can swing Liverpool here. I'm curious, though, you were born and raised in Preston, England. How far away is that from both Liverpool and United?
Ooh. So, Preston, and I always fly into Manchester Airport. Preston's like 45 minutes away from both Manchester and Liverpool. So, you either a Man United fan or a Liverpool fan, and obviously I chose the right team.
Have you ever been to Old Trafford?
I have, yes.
How was it? Did you go see them play Liverpool?
It wasn't against Liverpool, no. I think I lost a bet and I had to go and watch a Man United game. It was a Champions League game. I got given a free ticket, so I wanted to go and experience what all the hype was about. And yeah, I nearly had a nosebleed with how high the seats were.
There are a lot of stars on this United outfit. Ibrahimovic, Wayne Rooney, hopefully, and I guess only time will tell. Is there anyone that really stands out and you're most excited to kind of meet and hopefully, for your sake, get a jersey after the game?
I think Ibrahimovic is a entertaining player to watch. He's been able to produce at every club that he's gone to, so I'm very fond of him.
At Rio Tinto Stadium. But that's not the only big announcement from RSL this week. Yesterday we got the news that Jeff Cassar has been dismissed as head coach. What was your reaction when you heard this, Luke?
Yeah, I was stunned when I received the email. It's never an easy thing to deal with when one of your coaches gets his marching orders. So it's definitely a very somber feel around the locker room today.
In the game of football, oftentimes when the head gaff gets the axe, a team rebounds and, you know, wins a lot of games that maybe some people didn't think they were up to. How, as a playing group, do you get the lads together and find a way to win despite not having the head man that has been there for so long around?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's what you hope for. I think most recently the perfect example was Leicester City. They won the Premiership last year. The coach wins the coach of the year, and then they end up sacking him. So it's, I mean, no one's safe. Even the coaches at the top of the ladder. So obviously we're hoping for a reaction and picking up more points than we have in the previous three games so far this season, but it's still so early into this season that we just got to stay positive and keep working. But also the fact that you're bringing in a different coach, different personnel, it's kind of gives everyone a fresh start in regards to fighting towards playing spots.
Where's it all been falling apart this so far this year? The three games you've had, you know, 1-1 with Toronto, I felt as though was okay, even though you're at home. And then 2-0 against Chicago was poor, but the goals were unlucky, I felt. And then obviously you played well on the weekend until that red card came about. So where's it all been falling apart for you?
I think just in general, sports is about a matter of inches, and sometimes the luck is with you at a certain stage of the season, and sometimes it's against you. And I think right now, the odds are against us. Like I said, I thought we played some good football this past weekend, my best football this season, but then the red card really hurt us, and we weren't able to deal with the situation in the second half. And you never know, if we win that game, maybe Jeff still has the job and we play for a few more games. But we just gotta do what we can with it now, take every positive that we can, that we've learned from Jeff, and add that to the near future.
It's an interesting week for a lot of different reasons, and we appreciate you taking the time with us, Luke. Good luck moving forward, and we'll talk again real soon.
Cool. Nice talking to you guys. I'll see you again soon.